Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The Sip and See Standoff, more like the Sip and See and Ignore Us. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, Lady Gaga.
Yes, my choice tonight. I feel like everybody went to Lady Gaga this past week.
We all live for the applause, don't we, Thomas?
We do, especially at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, we do. You guys, welcome to the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I am your host, Leon Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. And we could not do this without the cast. We are missing Blake and Grant tonight, but we do have Thomas.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Thank you guys so much for reaching out. My YouTube show is called Your Time with Thomas. I've received so many comments from you guys. Check it out on YouTube if you haven't seen it. It's called Your Time with Thomas.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I really liked episode 3.
Yes, episode 4 comes out on Friday. I'm really excited.
And I'm on the shuffle.
You are in the shuffle. Yeah, you guys have to check it out. Make sure after this after show.
Yes. Oh my God, we have so much to cover tonight. The Real Housewives of Orange County, the Sip and See. The Sip and See. Have you heard of a Sip and See?
No, but I'm living for it because I love how they keep calling it this millennial thing.
I know. I'm not sure if it's a millennials thing. It was brought up several times tonight, but we're going to talk about that. We start off with Vicky being a grandma.
Yes.
How fantastic is that?
I love it. It's so refreshing to see a new man in Vicky's life. And to see Steve get along with Brianna's kids, it's just such a different story than she's been doing the last, you know, few years with Brooks.
Absolutely. She doesn't want a bad guy anymore. She wants a good guy.
And it's crazy that these guys just come in Vicky's life, fill her love tank, and she's just like...
She's a catch.
She is a catch. Who wouldn't want to date Vicky? She has a lot going on.
She has a lot going on. She's a busy woman. She's a fantastic woman.
Yes.
It was great to see her start off the show with a good positive note. The grandkids, her being a grandma, and Steve. We got to see a little bit more of Steve tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move on to Megan, and she definitely is putting this emphasis on the Sip and See, that it's a Southern thing. Is she even from the South?
I think she is. I think she's really trying to play the mommy role up. And, you know, I don't want to jump ahead, but towards the end, I think viewers will notice that we see a little bit of the first season that we got to see Megan, where she's saying a little bit of negative things about people behind their backs.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Oh, of course I noticed that. She did a lot of that tonight.
We will
get into that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start off with right when she was talking about the Sip and See party with the nanny. She started to mock Vicky. And this is my problem with Megan. It's like, if you're going to move forward, you got to talk well about these ladies, especially in the current time frame, especially if you're trying to move on. She was mocking Vicky about what she had said at the last party, you know, at the Lambo event. She was mm-hmm. saying, you know, we've all been hurt. She was taking accountability, but she was also saying, like, guys, you know, you've hurt me as well. So let's acknowledge a little bit about that.
I think she's still harboring a lot of negativity towards mm-hmm. the fact that she felt like Vicky lied about cancer, and I don't think she's ever going to let that go. I watched Watch What Happens Live last night at home, and she was on it. Did you get to see it?
No, I didn't.
Well, she was on it, and she did say that I think a viewer, a caller, asked how she felt about Vicky, like, present time, and she is always going to be on the fence with Vicky because she doesn't feel like she's super sincere.
Oh,
when,
actually,
like, she
I did
apologized.
Catch that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. She's always going to play that middle role, I feel.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, and she is bringing back a little bit of season one Megan. Come on, Megan. You got to, like, you got to be nice, especially if you want to move on with Vicky. You know, with these women, it's very tit for tat. So when you let it go, you gotta let it go.
I'm really loving the fact that there is, like, a Noah's Ark in this whole situation. You got, you know, Vicky and Kelly. You have Shannon and Tamara.
Everybody's
and then you have the
up.
Middle. You have Lydia, Megan, and then you have Peggy. So it's kind of, it's just so entertaining to watch, to see these women act this way. I personally love this season. I think we've never really seen it this broken up, where it's, if you don't watch the show, you'll see the teams. It's three teams. It's
interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really, really liking this season, but I'm ready for them to film. Like, we've been talking about this for a couple episodes now, and I was looking at some of the comments, and some people were agreeing, like, we're ready for all of them to be together and shoot some group scenes. Like, we want to see the mayhem. You know what I mean? Especially some of the episodes that are coming up. Some of these episode clips are juicy, like, especially when Vicky, that one clip where she's like, mention it again, and I'm going to go ballistic. Can't wait to see that.
I know.
The OG back in action.
Yes.
You know, we're going to talk about a little bit about Vicky playing the victim, which is what Megan implied. I don't think Vicky plays the victim. I think that's more of a Shannon thing.
That, to me, is a Shannon thing. And I think these ladies are really living in the past. It's... Mm-hmm. They're going to need one jumbo therapy session to just clear all this up. But we saw in Atlanta that doesn't really work out that well.
It doesn't work. Oh, no. What did they call that?
I forgot.
It was like the spiritual awakening or something.
Yeah, it didn't work out for
them. Oh, the spiritual retreat? Wasn't it like a retreat?
No, that was with Phaedra, yeah. And that was just baloney. But
yeah, it's one vicious cycle after another. They don't stop. The harboring just gets bigger and bigger. And they don't know how to let anything go. Tamara is still bringing up the issues with Eddie and stuff. Like, I understand she talked about your marriage, she talked about your husband, but you're on a show together for the sake of the audience and the entertainment of the show. Let it go. Like, or at least say, you know what? She's done a lot of stuff to me and we have to clear the air. Before I can move on, I just want to clear the air.
Do you think at the end of this season, we're going to get to see Tamara and Vicky unite as we usually do?
That would be my dream come true.
You think that's going to happen?
Yes, I really hope so. That would be a fantastic ending just because we've been rooting for them. You know, Tamara mentioned a little bit of it tonight. She talked a little bit about the history, and history is important because it always repeats itself. But she brought everything up tonight, and she said, you know, I've been friends with that woman for 10 years. I've given her everything. I've given her my life, my kids, my soul. Like, I understand. Like, I'm on the fence now just because for the last couple episodes I've been saying I want them together. I want them together. But when Tamara said that tonight about her just giving it everything, I understand when sometimes you just want to let it go.
Totally.
But you can't because you're on a TV show and you're filming with her. So, girl, get with it, you know?
Well, we felt about that with New York because I covered New York and you see Ramon and Bethany kind of come full circle towards the end.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was. It was really nice that they united, but we'll see what happens. I'm enjoying the divide right now.
Well, it is a great
life.
It is a great divide. And with that, we move on to Peggy and her husband, Deco, discussing the Lambo event. Megan called, broke Peggy's phone, shattered it on the ground, and she's like, you're going to have to go to the Apple store and buy me a new one.
Oh, wait. I just want to say for viewers out there that have iPhones, when you get an iPhone or if you have an iPhone, get a tempered glass. You can get it at your local mall for like $20, $30. Do you have that?
I did have it, but I broke my tempered glass one.
See, but the thing is, if you have tempered glass, you just place it over your iPhone and it doesn't shatter at all. I mean, it shatters, but you can get it replaced quickly.
Well, the screen didn't shatter. Like, I had it.
Screen. Oh, no, Peggy's screen.
Yeah, no. I'm saying, like, I had the glass screen that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And my phone broke. But the glass broke, but my screen didn't shatter. So I guess it works.
Yeah, it totally works. So I just felt bad for her because I was like, you need a tempered glass because that's like $200 at the iPhone store.
That's crazy, though, because like I know that back in the day, phones used to vibrate to the point where they would move like that. But I haven't seen an iPhone vibrate to the point where it fell off the table.
It was Megan's spirit.
Megan's spirit is very strong. And she's like, girl, pick up the phone. That was funny. That whole conversation with Peggy and Megan, it was super awkward. I saw a tweet tonight from Megan saying, that was so awkward, the conversation. I can hardly understand Peggy sometimes. What did you think about that?
Well, I thought the conversation was more awkward between her and Deco before she even got on the phone with Megan, because how does she not know these, like, simple, like,
oh
sayings?
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, the Cole bigger speeches, yeah.
It's, the Christmas Cole thing.
Yeah, but then she plays it off like she's, like, super intelligent when she, like, calls Megan out on things that Megan doesn't know. But I'm like, girl, I feel
she's like
Peggy
Cole,
needs to know some things.
Why would you give someone a cold? He's like, not a cold, Cole. She's like, I still don't get it. Why would you give me
She's
cold?
Not playing it up for the camera. She's for real.
No, I believe her.
Yeah.
I believe her. It's a cultural thing. Mm. It's just being, like, not born in America thing. You know what I mean? Like, we grew up with these sayings, like, in school. So I kind of see where she's coming from. It was funny. It was endearing.
Funny you mentioned Peggy, because we all read on social media, if you guys are on Twitter or if you guys are like me, just addicted to the internet, you must have seen that Peggy was accused by her brother of not being invited to their father's funeral. And
yeah,
there's so much detail. I don't care to go into it too much, but I want to know your guys' thoughts. So make sure to comment in the comment box and just let us know your thoughts. She hasn't spoken about it yet. I don't think Andy Cohen has spoken to her about it, but I find that very
The blogs are going crazy. Yeah. The blogs are going crazy. There's rumors that Andy wants to have Peggy on Watch What Happens Live so they can discuss the matter. In a nutshell, Peggy's did... like, basically, she disinvited her brother to the father's funeral.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And allegedly, he didn't know he was dead until, like, he was the last to know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, though. I don't know if I believe it. Just because the scene we saw with Peggy tonight where she's like, all of this is petty. Like, I don't believe in petty things. Like, I've lost my mother. I've lost my father. I lost my breasts. She's like, I don't believe in pettiness. Yeah. So I kind of see where, like, maybe this has been blown out of proportion. But I really, really hope it's not true because I'm really rooting for her. And that would be extremely disappointing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it would be very disappointing. And I think a lot of new people that, like myself, are very involved and interested into her story, it would definitely kill, like, the whole vibe of everything.
If it would definitely kill the vibe. We don't want that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially the Bravo audiences. They're very diverse. But a lot of women and gay men watch the show, and you don't want to do that. You know what I mean? These days, it's bad enough that everything you say, everyone takes everything very sensitively, and they take it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But with everything going on in the world, we could show a little compassion and be a little bit nicer to each other. So I totally, you know, just want to end it on that note.
I definitely think we're very early into the season, and I've done this after show before. We always, the truth always comes up, so we'll just have to wait.
Yep. It was funny how Megan was talking about Peggy. Well, actually, they were talking about the Sip and See. And Peggy was like, well, you know, if anything happens, just rotate the baby. If anyone starts arguing, just hand them the baby. I don't know if that was the best advice, but it was funny.
It was funny.
It was funny because Megan didn't get it. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like, I think she was on the fence of getting offended.
Yes. And we have our live chat here. Thank you guys for joining with us. We will definitely be looking at that as we go.
Yeah. Oh, I see that. Who wouldn't want to date Vicky? Words never said before. That is funny. Yes, you guys, chat with us, tweet us.
Yes.
Let us know what you like. Let us know what you want us to address. Because sometimes we watch the episode and just stuff goes by and we catch stuff later on. Or sometimes you guys correct us, which is great. Keep it coming. Keep interacting with us. We love it. The Nobleman launch party. What do we think about Lydia's magazine party?
I'm obsessed.
I know, you're such a Lydia fan.
I'm obsessed with the fact that she has this brand that she's developing. I'm like developing my brand. So it's kind of interesting to see that they're trying to make it as great as they can be. And I think it's a great idea to have the party at a sushi restaurant.
Yeah, but is it a great idea to have a shaving station at the party?
I can see where they're coming from because Nobleman magazine is like where they're trying to get the men audience to, you know, do men things. So I think it's going to be great. I do.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to place it in the right spot. It sounds crazy right now having like shavings fly everywhere in your edamame, but
that was funny when she was like, I wouldn't want to be eating sashimi and seeing someone getting shaved. Like
something tells me when we see this party, it's going to be perfectly placed and it's going to be nicely set up.
It'll probably be chic.
Yeah.
Money makes everything chic.
They're a really great looking couple, I have to say.
Yes, they are. And you know what I liked about Lydia tonight is that she put everybody on a probationary period. She's like, I'm not inviting everyone to the party until we get this Sip and See over with. If the Sip and See goes okay, if they can sit next to each other and not acknowledge each other, then that'll be the cue for me to invite everybody. I love that. How hilarious was that?
That was so hilarious. And it's so funny because from us, we just want to laugh at these women who are in this tense situation.
They're
God. Okay, we'll go to your party.
I don't even know. Like, if I was on the show, like, it would be very much Real Housewives of Atlanta, New York, and Dallas put together.
Because
I would Nene it up. I would freaking go crazy. And, yeah. And I would act like, what's the crazy one on Dallas?
Oh, don't test me right now. I already see her face.
Yes, the one that throws the glass.
Her husband is like the cop.
Leanne.
Leanne. Yeah, oh, Leanne Locken. Speaking of that, I just want to say on a platform like this, I cannot believe that Stephanie and her best friend on the show is no longer. The two best friends on the show.
Oh, on Dallas?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did watch it. Yeah. You know what? It happens. This is what happens. And this is what happens when you join a reality show together with your friends. Mm-hmm. There has to be some drama.
Brandy.
So they're going to bring up
Brandy
things.
And Stephanie are no longer friends. That's what Andy Cohen said.
Well, it happens.
Shocking.
It happens. You know, you have a party and Shannon's throwing a plate in the corner or so. That's people's worst fear.
That was the funniest thing Lydia said.
Yes, it was. Moving on to getting prepared for Aspen's Sip and See party. We see the ladies do a little bit of shopping in the Orange County. You know what's funny? We see both scenes of the ladies shopping together separately, of course, because they can't film together. Didn't it look like they were shopping at like a store that was right next to one another? Like it looked like they were in the same shopping center. How crazy was that?
It did look like one of those shopping centers where it's just a row of the similar type of stores.
Yes.
Maybe they shot it on different days.
Well, that's how Orange County it is to me. That's how Orange County is to me. It's a little basic in that sense. So, you know, it's like suburban neighborhoods. Everything is like, you know, we have our grocery store and we have our 10 kids boutiques.
Very boutique vibes. Yeah.
And Megan was like, oh my God, I love this brand. Oh my God, I love this brand. We'll get there to the party. But I really enjoyed the women's shopping today. But once again, the jabs are coming up. We see Tamara talking about Vicky, calling her Hannibal Lecter and saying, oh no, you should say hi to her. And Shannon's like, well, yeah. And you know, Tamara's like, you're acting really creepy. So she had her say hello like 10 different times. Hello, 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 hello. She's like, no, don't say it like that. How would you say hello to Vicky?
If I did not like Vicky?
Yeah.
Let's see. Hello.
Well, that was creepy, Thomas. You shouldn't say it like that. She's like, what am I supposed to do, French kiss her? And she's like, yeah, don't French kiss her. You'll get a disease. This is what I'm talking about. The jabs. The jabs are
They give some good jabs.
They're just out of control.
It's so interesting to watch, again, the teams. We're just going to call it the teams this season.
Yes. Let us know what you think about these jabs. Like, the women are just nonstop. We move on to Vicky and Megan talking about Megan's vag. You know, Grant asked me last episode what I thought about, you know, Kelly's vag, and I said, go Kelly. Go Kelly, she got it tightened. But apparently this is what happens when you get your vagina tightened. Afterwards, it's very crusty and very itchy. You know, it has to, like, repair and, you know, it's not necessarily a surgery, but it is a medical process treatment she got. So she had to recover, and she was talking about her and Michael not having sex, which was hilarious. And we see a little bit of them next episode. What do you think about, you know, Kelly and her husband?
Kelly and her husband are very entertaining. Yeah. They go at it like a real couple that's just, I'm sure deep down inside they love each other to pieces, but we're seeing probably what, like, our parents or, like, people at home really are without the cameras. They're very real. Yeah, they're a mess, but they're very real, and it makes for great entertainment.
Yeah, it does. I can't wait to see a little bit of them next episode.
They're always fighting.
It's
bickering, I guess we'll call it.
Well, Kelly's fighting with everybody, and that's why we had to do this smoothie meeting before Aspen Sip and See party, because we just wanted to make sure that everything was going to go okay, and we know how Megan and Shannon are.
Yes, I love how they prepared this whole situation and got this whole plan together before the Sip and See. It's just classic housewives.
Kelly and Shannon, I'm sorry. Kelly and Shannon, yes. You know, it happens. And how do you think the setup went, like right before they went, the smoothie meeting?
I think it went well. But seeing how Kelly plays the housewife game, you know, she went there and as viewers were watching her really interact with, you know, Team A. And you think that she's really super sincere, but then you see these moments behind the scenes when she's not with them and she talks about them. It's, you cannot trust Kelly with any type of information that you don't want to get leaked. If you want things to get leaked, she's the perfect person because she will go ahead and you know, tell the other party. But apparently don't tell right Kelly after anything the meeting privately. Too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she ran to Vicky right afterwards and was like, oh my God, Shannon's blaming her weight gain on you. And Vicky's like, what?
Yeah.
What? What?
The producers definitely played that one.
Oh my God. Perfect. And Vicky just gives great great, great delivery.
I hear that playing on Watch What Happens Live when Andy's like, anytime you hear this noise.
Oh my God, you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. The drinking game. Every time you hear, what? 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 Right up there with clip. Clip,
but
clip.
She did feel bad about it on Watch What Happens Live. Vicky did show up on Andy's show, and she did feel bad, and she apologized if she felt that the weight gain was because of her. So this is all recent.
Well, that was very big of Vicky.
Very noble.
Very nice of her. Very nobleman of her. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to mention something because I know that it seems like I'm always ragging on Shannon. And I kind of am, just because I'm not, like, her biggest fan. But she is hilarious, and she brings something to the show.
Definitely.
This real kind of vibe that Grant and Thomas have talked about before. But tonight, I saw a little change. In myself, watching the show, I saw Shannon's perspective. And I saw that I kind of agree with Shannon, just, like, the way she was discussing the quiet woman with Kelly. Mm-hmm. I just kind of could see how it could turn into that.
And escalate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I usually always see it from the other side, and I think that Shannon is being dramatic and ridiculous, but in this kind of sense, when she brought it up today, or on tonight's episode, I just saw a different perspective. I felt differently about it. And I usually just think Shannon is being, like, the victim. But I understood. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I understood. I saw her perspective, and I can see why it turned into what it turned into.
Yeah. I think it was important for her to share to audience, like, how she felt. And, you know, not expecting Kelly and for her to walk into the bathroom, I definitely appreciate that we got to hear Shannon.
Yeah. You know, and Shannon's choice of words, the nastiness has to end.
The nastiness.
God, I hate that. It's just nasty. The nastiness. The nastiness. The nastiness has to end on both sides, ladies.
Charlie
Come
in Charge
on.
Says Vicky is great.
Vicky is
we
great.
We have a Vicky fan.
Ugh.
I'm obsessed.
We have a lot of Vicky fans.
I'm obsessed with polls on Twitter. I've said this time and time again. We are now at... I did a poll today on Twitter, and It says, which housewife is your favorite so far from Orange County? We have Vicky at 35%.
Here we go.
We have Tamara at 17%, Shannon at a close 38%, right ahead of Vicky, and Kelly at 10%.
Well, the viewers have spoken. They like Shannon.
Yep.
But they also like Vicky. Wouldn't we want to see them together? Wouldn't it be great?
We're definitely going to see Tamara more with Vicky than Shannon with
Yeah,
Vicky.
I think it's going to take a little time for Shannon.
It's been dragging on for so long.
It's been
long.
Dragging on forever. But yeah. I do agree with you. I see Tamara and Vicky hanging out and being good before Shannon and Vicky can be good.
Shannon is really upset.
Shannon is very upset.
She's
about a lot
been
of things.
Upset for
She's
a long
been upset
time.
And oh man. It played out tonight. Let's get to the Sip and See party. The Sip and See party tonight was crazy. Shannon wore a blue muumuu. Yeah, that was interesting.
She called it a tent. She did.
Oh, bravo, and your little editing and your B-roll and all that footage of Shannon eating and saying, I'm just hungry. I'm ready to eat everything. Like,
yeah, that was in the promo, remember?
Oh, they're so shady. Bravo. Oh, shady Andy. You're so shady sometimes. I love it. You know, I love that Vicky and Kelly were talking about the party, and she's like, you know, I bring a casserole. Like, these gifts are getting expensive. But it was nice that all the ladies brought gifts. Megan decided to open the gifts at the party. Is that like, I don't know, in my culture, you're not supposed to open the presents until everybody leaves.
No. My cousin married somebody who is Cambodian, and in that culture, they opened every single gift in front of everyone.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I think it just depends, but it was cool to see all the gifts that the ladies bought.
Maybe it's different for, like, baby parties, because now that I think about it, all the baby parties I've went to, like, they've opened the gifts.
Yeah.
While we were all there.
It's kind of like it was like a baby shower, so.
Yeah. Usually I'm drunk at those in the back. I'm Shannon at baby showers. Like, I'm
throwing plates in the corner.
No, I'm eating.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Eating everything. I'm at the buffet. I'm getting drinks, you know, and, you know, now once Vicky left, she was like, you know what? I need that freaking vodka with Perrier and some lime.
Oh, that's how everybody is at parties where you're just so, let me just say, for viewers that were watching, that was so much anxiety.
Oh, my
just,
gosh.
I can put myself in the shoes of both teams and just going in there knowing that you're going to have to be there for at least an hour tops
because
you have
attention.
To do that. They didn't even show the cake. Like, that was just so much time and space being in somewhere so uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable watching.
Well, Tamara came in very aggressive, drinking a lot of champagne, downing it, to the point where Shannon was like, you just downed that champagne, didn't you?
I'm surprised they didn't pregame before the situation.
Oh, man, that couch. That couch situation. They were all sitting next to each other, not speaking. How could you sit next to each other, not say anything?
I know. It's insane. Just too much.
I would have been like, you know what? F it. Hi, how are you? Are you mad at me? Yeah, you are.
I think Vicky's tired of doing that.
Ugh.
But she did. She was the bigger person at the very end of the Sip and See when she was like, bye, ladies. Like, she acknowledged that they were there. So she actually, in my opinion, she won that whole thing.
Well, she did, but she also threw a little jab because they didn't respond. So that she was like, I'll see you whenever. Which I would have done too. Like, you know, if I'm saying bye, ladies, like, say bye back. You know what I mean? You didn't say hi. She didn't say hi either.
Yeah.
But it was definitely awkward. Megan didn't help by, you know, asking Shannon, you look anxious. You okay? Shannon's like, yeah, I'm wearing a blue muumuu. Of course I'm anxious.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was definitely quite a party. I loved how chic it was. It was nice. Did you see Jim? I didn't see Jim there.
No, I did not see Jim at all.
I didn't see Jim. Wait a second. Thinking about it, I didn't see any males there.
Well, that makes more sense then, because it was an all-female party.
There we go.
There wasn't even a gay person there, so it was an all-female event.
Usually there's like one or two gays in there.
No gays.
Especially with Housewives. They kept it strictly ladies. Actually, there was some...
They actually didn't get me in the shot. I was actually in the back near the cheese rolls. They edited me out.
They edited me out, too. I was in the very, very back to eating all the scraps. I was actually serving champagne. You just didn't see me. I'm just kidding. Oh, man. That party was just insane. And, you know, Megan just can't help herself. Like, why are you talking about Vicky being old and haggard? Like, come on. You're never going to be able to move on with these women if you keep talking about them like this.
I don't really think she cares because she's in what we're going to call it Team C. Like, Team C is just miscellaneous. They could do whatever they want. Peggy and Lydia and Megan can do whatever they want this season because there's such a concrete divide between the two ladies. Oh, man. They can actually say whatever, and these women won't even care. I really don't think.
Apparently they don't. Like, I would have a little bit of a complex. I wouldn't want to lose my job.
I know.
You know, I'm like, I don't know if I can go against Vicky, like, three seasons in a row. Like, eventually we're going to get to the point where we won't have anything to talk about, and I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my job on this show.
Yes.
Speaking of jobs,
yes. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job 100+ job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else.
Oh, ZipRecruiter, mm-hmm. I like it.
Yes, no juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Nice.
I love this. Call to action, guys. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. That's ZipRecruiter.com/buzz. One more time to try it free to go, ZipRecruiter/buzz.
There we go. ZipRecruiter, get to it.
Yes, go on it right now.
Well, this Sip and See ended abruptly. I feel like they could have had some one-on-one times. I feel like they could have, you know, been pulled to the side. And, you know, maybe Vicky couldn't have been like, hey, you know, you're still mad at me. But maybe they could have been like, let's go get a drink at the bar. You want to get a drink? Let's have a drink. Let's do a shot. Like, I've been in situations where people, where it's just been conflict and... to the point where, like, I've been wrong, you've been wrong. Like, let's just take a shot and move on.
You know, I'm actually going to be really real right now. It's interesting to watch the episode because I just last week went through this really awkward situation with somebody in, like, a space. And I had to be there for, like, I think I was there for, like, 2 hours. And we were just ignoring each other for a good 2 hours. It was very bizarre. I actually felt like I was on the Housewife episode because every time they would come and be like, oh. And I really don't even know why things actually turned left, but it was Vicky. I'm not going to go and find out. You're going to have to let me know. But yeah, I could totally relate. I felt like I was watching like my day last week. Anyways, but yes, I totally completely agree.
Well, this episode, I thought it was going to be one of those episodes where it was like a setup episode.
Right.
Where there was going to be like a huge conflict at the baby shower and they were going to like end the episode right before Vicky's like, you know what?
It was,
but that wasn't.
Yeah, it was actually anticlimactic. I have to say, it was, I wanted a little bit more from, it was different in the sense that we didn't see that, but, you know, I guess looking at it now, I would have rather had the conversations.
Yeah.
Because it was a sweet party for Aspen, and that's great that there was no drama, and at least they were able to have, like, a civil party. But for Real Housewives of Orange County, I would have preferred that somebody would have talked.
Yeah, I mean, if Tamara could have had that conversation with Megan, then I feel like maybe she could have had a conversation with Vicky.
If it wasn't Aspen's birthday and if it was anything else, we might have seen
you're right.
A wine throw or maybe like divorce papers thrown in somebody's
face. Vicky did bring it up. She's like, give me a drink. Actually, give me two. One for me, one for maybe I'll throw it on somebody.
Right?
Well, next episode looks amazing. There's definitely going to be some confrontations. It looks like Peggy and Tamara get into it. You know, speaking of Tamara, she has been under fire lately because she has been presenting this image of, you know, my family's been split up by divorce. This erase policy that's been going on where one person sides with the parent and that child no longer speaks to the other parent. Tamara's been talking about this a lot. Over the blogs this past week, it's been blown up. Sydney, Tamara's daughter, has responded through Facebook. She is tired of Tamara talking about her on the show.
Oh.
This is the reason, through Sydney and Facebook, I quote, Tamara is a horrible mother.
Ooh.
Yeah, she said stuff like, quote, she left us with no food in the house.
Ooh.
It was a bad environment when we were kids. You know, like, she really threw these crazy allegations out there. You know, she said that she was forced to have a relationship with her mother by the courts for a long time. They've been to therapy together, and Sydney just doesn't want the relationship because Tamara doesn't know how to respect the boundaries that Sydney has asked for. Sydney said, fine, Dad has been, like, yelling at me because I won't invite you to my graduation. Fine, you can come to my graduation, but please don't bring the camera crew there. I don't want to have a scene where we reunite. I don't want you to take any photos. Don't post anything. Don't tweet that you're coming to the graduation because the press is going to pick it up. Tamara was like, I'm not going to do anything like that. Screenshots were taken and they were put up on Twitter. Sydney has been revealing everything. 2 weeks after the graduation, Tamara shared her photos to her 1 million followers on Instagram saying, look, my beautiful family, I'm here with Sydney at her graduation, which proves to be a beautiful moment and really good for Tamara socially. But behind the scenes, this is not what her family wants and this is not what her daughter wants. So Sydney has broken her silence on Facebook and left a huge rant that has gone viral. It's been all over the blogs. So it's just crazy that this is playing out. This has never really happened in the history of Housewives. Like, these shows come on, they've been taped a year earlier, and it is what it is. They rehash and they go off on each other on Twitter. What's been happening is, lately, people have been tweeting, while the show has been premiering, they're letting us know what's happening now.
It's very, very sad.
It's very sad, it's very, very dramatic, and it's all going to play out in the next couple weeks. So make sure to keep watching.
Yeah, I think it's very, very tragic, actually, to see the interaction that Sydney and Tamara are having on such a global platform, just having millions of people read all of this information and kind of just letting everything out in the way that they are. Do you believe Sydney completely? Because I've had some friends that have read it and they actually have approached me and were like, have you seen that Facebook post or whatever? And some people still believe that Sydney could possibly not be saying completely the whole truth.
It's a possibility Sydney could be lying. And also Tamara has mentioned that she had children when she was really young. You know, like, sometimes you realize as an adult, my parents weren't perfect. You realize that they just did the best they could at the time for what was happening. Or that's what we believe. Maybe Tamara wasn't the perfect mother when she was younger. I mean, she was a single mom. She has talked about this. She's a strong woman. Stuff happens. You know what I mean? People aren't perfect. But the truth of the matter is that this is now a global situation. it's been placed out there. Tamara keeps talking about her daughter. Her daughter has finally lashed out and said, I don't want to talk about this on national TV anymore. I don't want to have a scene. I just don't want any of it.
Before this article came out, when we were in the first 2-3 episodes, when she did do the thing for, you know, her awareness program, which she was trying to promote, I really felt like we were going in a really good direction, because she was like, Sydney and I, you know, she made it, she fluffed it up to this like amazing situation, and then weeks later we hear from Sydney on social media. It really surprised me. It actually made me feel really sad, because I thought Tamara was really going in the right direction. This is pulling her in a terrible direction.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about predictions. What do we have predictions for next week?
And now your After Buzz TV predictions.
Predictions. Predictions not just for next week, but for the whole upcoming season. What do you think is going to happen, Thomas?
Ooh, that's a big question. Well, let's go in order. For next week, I'm really curious to see how Peggy and Tamara interact. You can already see it's not going to be a pretty situation. Yep. I can kind of sense that Tamara sees that Peggy's, you know, drinking the Vicky Kool-Aid, and she's not really...
I love that.
...as open-minded to Tamara's side at the moment, and I can't really gauge to see what side Peggy's on. We see that she's really in cahoots with Vicky, almost motherly-like. Like, Vicky's like the mama bear of this whole situation, and Peggy's kind of, like, going to her.
I like it.
I do, too, but it's interesting to see that Tamara gets really on the defense about it, and she's all like, do you want to be friends? That's already telling me that Tamara can kind of sense that there's going to be some turn that she's going to go in. Where the season's going to go, I'm really curious to see. It obviously looks like Shannon has lost some weight on Watch What Happens Live, so she looks like, and she's in better shape, so we'll probably get to see her kind of go through like the stages of trying to lose the weight. I don't think this is it for her. I think Vicky, it's going to be interesting to see if Vicky and Tamara get together, because I really want them to, but not too soon. I'm enjoying this divide. It's like watching your high school like years all over again.
All of it is high school, baby. All of it is high school.
It is. It's so good. And I cannot wait for the rest of the season. What do you expect, or what are you looking forward to?
Well, I definitely think that there's going to be a little blow up between Peggy and Tamara. I don't think that this is the end of it. I think that next week is just going to be the tipping off point to a very tumultuous relationship, because I can already see that culturally, maybe they're not going to agree. And I can see that happening with not just Tamara. It's already happening with Megan a little bit, even through the social media stuff that's happening right now. You know, with the scene playing out today about Peggy making all those jokes over the phone with Megan, Megan tweeting tonight, you know, it was awkward, and I sometimes don't understand her, and sorry. So I can see how Peggy's going to rub the women a little bit the wrong way, and I can't wait to see that. And I really like that her and Vicky are becoming friends, because Vicky needs a friend. She needs someone to be her ride or die on the show. I'm really excited about that.
She's such an interesting pick for Real Housewives of Orange County. It just, like, threw me for a loop. I don't know. How do you feel about Peggy?
I love it. I think it's good that they threw us for a loop, because the show is getting a little bit stale, especially since the women won't film with each other. So this is a good thing. I really like what's been happening, and we will get to see all of it, and we will talk about it all. So make sure to tweet us, email us, Facebook us, do everything. I am your host, Leon Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at HollywoodLeon, and check out my website, HollywoodLeon.com.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Erlina. Thank you guys so much for reaching out about your time with Thomas. I love doing the show. Episode 4 comes out this Friday, and I go to the beach. I answer some dating questions. It's a really fun show. You guys definitely want to check it out. 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm Thomas Erlina, and you guys can find me at Thomas Erlina on social media.
Our After Buzzers, we will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.